Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Lerza with your news out of the box on Breadbox Media for Thursday, March 30th, 2017. A bill allowing internet service providers like Verizon and Comcast sell your information without first getting your permission sailed through Congress this week, according to a report by Circa. A week after the Senate voted to undo the rules, the House voted yesterday to roll back internet privacy protections that were approved by the Federal Communications Commission under the Obama administration. The move squashed President Obama's proposed changes to modernize broadband privacy rules. Obama's rules, which the FCC passed last year, hadn't gone into effect, but would have required broadband providers to get your permission before collecting and sharing your data. Providers would have also needed to disclose to consumers the types of details gathered and distributed. The rules were already on the rocks, though. Newly minted FCC Chairman Ajit Pai voted against them as commissioner before he was appointed by Trump in January. Critics of Obama's rules say they would have hurt innovation and competition among internet providers. The bill heads to President Trump's desk next. He's expected to sign it. North Carolina Republican lawmakers and Democrat Governor Roy Cooper said late yesterday that they've agreed on legislation to resolve a standoff over the state's bathroom bill through a replacement measure that still restricts LGBTQ non-discrimination protections. GOP leaders announced the new legislation would be debated and voted on later today, but it was unclear whether there were enough House and Senate votes to pass it. Cooper, who ran successfully last fall on a platform that included repealing House Bill 2, said in a release that he supported the compromise. The late-night work came as the NCAA has said North Carolina sites won't be considered for championship events from 2018 to 2022 unless changes take place in the March 2016 law known as House Bill 2, which it views as discrimination. The NCAA said decisions would be made starting this week on their events. A group of religious hospitals are asking for the Supreme Court to protect them from a group of lawyers that claim the hospitals are not part of the church. The cadre of class action lawyers has been arguing through litigation that several religious hospital networks should not be allowed to provide their employees with church pension plans. The litigation has put the livelihoods of nuns from the Franciscan Sisters of the Poor in jeopardy, according to the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which filed a friend of the court brief on behalf of the hospital's Advocate Healthcare Network in Chicago, St. Peter's Healthcare System headquartered in New Jersey, and Dignity Health in California. Over the past 4 years, the group of lawyers has brought nearly 100 lawsuits against various Catholic and Protestant hospitals around the country, claiming that the nonprofit organizations have broken the law by participating in special church pension plans. One of those groups that could be affected is the Franciscan Sisters, a religious congregation that was established in 1959 and long known for tending to the ill and downtrodden. McDonald's announced this morning that it will serve fresh rather than frozen beef in its quarter-pounder burgers across all of its restaurants by mid-2018. The burgers will be cooked when they are ordered instead of in advance and kept warm, the current procedure intended to speed up service. The move from flash frozen to fresh beef is just the latest step by McDonald's, one of the biggest buyers of beef in the U.S., to lure in consumers who increasingly say they want fresh, unprocessed food and are giving less weight to fat and calories when considering health and more to sourcing and provenance. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.